Blog Talk Radio.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Stop running around here like little Tinkerbells. No disrespect
to nobody. But in reality, it's like this. And we had this discussion today on Facebook. I mean, what they're fighting for is they're fighting for their sexual preference. We, as black people, are fighting for our civil rights to be respected as people, to be respected. So your personal feeling or whatever you choose to do behind closed doors does not have to be accepted by everybody. And that is not a cause. You're fighting for your preference of who you want to have sex with or lay with or be with. That's your choice. Okay, we out here fighting for freedom. You know, every other day a black brother's getting killed by police. What's going on? Forget marching. Marching ain't doing shit. It's time for change, people. Wake up. You know, the greatest fear to white America is an intelligent, strong black man. And, you know, I love all kind of people, but it's the point of the fact is that as black men, we have the most drama to deal with in society today. And that's what I say to people out here. It's real. For those that say it's not. Okay. There are certain obstacles, and yeah, there's no white man literally holds you back, but the white supremacy government is what holds you back. So what the white supremacist government had to do was had to change the way our black men are seen in society. So now our black men are more feminine. Y'all so-called leaders are more feminine. Those are not my leaders, you know, because what you choose to do, once again, is what you choose to do. But at the same time, use your brain and some compassion with the things that you do. And that's what it is right now. It's like, okay, you got two mommies, two daddies. Okay, that's what you choose to do behind closed doors. They choose to go to school and see the kids as two mommies. That's their choice, but you don't have to promote that and push it. Like, everybody have to accept that. You know what I mean? Like, just the gay marriage across the United States. I mean, if it ain't God, if it ain't, can't be, you know, reproduction, okay, you shouldn't be getting married, but that's your choice. You don't have to fight America and promote this agenda of, you know, we're getting married, we want to get married. It's not God-like. I don't care how much you go to church, what church you go to, what you believe in. Off top, it says in the same Bible you read, do not lay with the same people of the same sex. It doesn't say it in that text exactly, but that's what it says. Come on, man. What God do you believe in? Tell me. I'm curious. And black people, our people, it also starts with your beliefs, man. Like, all these people running around, I'm a Christian, but the Ku Klux Klan running around saying, we're a Christian organization. What Christian are you? A slave Christian? That's all you are. So when all these people running around, oh, my book, Jesus, he's a slave Christian. And they have your mind controlled because they tell you what to wear. They tell you how to dress. They tell you how to look. They tell you what to believe in. They tell you what not to believe in. It is what it is, people. A bunch of zombies out here in the world. And for those that don't know, all right, there's been many studies on how they basically destroyed our communities. There's chemical castration for offenders of sex crimes, which is also, that's cool. But then they use it on regular people. You know, it's a cruel and unusual punishment, but at the same time, you know, they do what they have to do. And the thing today, all right, people, what's going on is that they're designing it where the things that men do that's feminine, okay, is accepted. All right, a man in a dress. To people that's aware of what's going on out here these days, they understand that a man does not, he do not wear a dress. Okay, it's not acceptable for a man to wear a dress. But society makes it where it's acceptable for you to wear a dress. And then, since you're wearing a dress, it's like it's a domino effect because each person is programmed to follow the next person. So if your favorite rapper or entertainer or singer or whatever bogus bull crap you believe in is wearing a dress, you're going to attempt to wear a dress. You got guys out here wearing spandex. If you claim that you're a masculine man, then spandex is only useful in certain things. If you're running, all right. If you're playing ball, you got a pair of spandex shorts under your shorts, okay. If you're playing football and it's cold outside, you're wearing spandex, okay. It's the only time men wear spandex. Men don't wear purses. There's no such thing as a man purse. Okay, that is all created to make our men more feminine and more and less feared by the enemy. Okay, because the enemy know that as black people, we move, we have brawn, we have strength, we have power. We are the chosen ones. And it ain't about color or race, it's a fact. In your Bible, any book that you read, okay, it speaks about people being basically the deprived race. And the only people on this planet right now that get the short end of the stick are my people. So it's proven in your word, all right? So and when people talk about they're going to church, okay, you're going to church, but are you practicing what you preach? You can't go to church and have a young man come in there, or female, come in there with their brain twisted, a young lady come in there looking like a dude, and a dude come in there looking like a girl. It's not acceptable. That's not the way God created life. That is more of a genetically modified person, a person who basically hormones or, you know, too many hormones for women, too much estrogen, and it's a bunch of things going on in the food that's having children grow up to be this way. Yet they don't have a choice because they're chemically imbalanced, so they really don't have a choice in the matter. That's just how they feel. But God didn't create nothing imperfect. We was God's greatest creation. God's greatest creation. So why would God make us imperfect? Understand what I'm saying to you people? So you have to understand. So to have our young men look feeling bad about themselves, or look thinking down, or subliminally thinking down about themselves, they create these different outlets of, okay, transsexuals being accepted, Bruce Jenner. Once they accept this, okay, then a dude who's confused might try anything now, because you know there's no limit to what him, he as a man, can do. You know what I mean? He might be able to go and try to be a woman and then try to come back to be a man because things are so accepted now. And you have to think that as black men, we have to carry our masculinity on our sleeves. You know, like, we have to carry it as a badge of honor because we have, that's something that God gave us, our warrior blood. And people have to understand that we come from kings, queens, and warriors, and warrior queens. And what they do is they keep us as far away from truth as, you know, they can. They keep the truth hidden because they know we don't read books. You know, they know we don't read, so they keep the truth hidden in these books and in these various different literatures. They have this truth. If you read it with a wise and open mind, you will understand. Now, for those that understand, when Kanye West and Omar Epps and all of them went around running around with kilts on or whatever, I call it a skirt, because damn, we ain't from Ireland, we black, we probably passed through there, you know, but at the same time, it's just not acceptable. You know, the color pink and when I was growing up, only Pinky Tuscadero on Happy Days that's what she wore, all pink. So she was supposed to be like the hottest girl. So men wearing pink is certain situations where a man can wear pink. If you're going out with your woman, your wife, or whatever, you know, one nice pink shirt on with some black slacks, whatever way you choose to do it, calm, it's cool. Summertime, you might wear like a pink striped polo shirt or something, right? But if you're wearing pink head to toe, pink top socks, pink and white Air Forces, pink hat, my dude, there's something wrong with that. That's feminine. That's what women do, you know. I mean, pink is just not a real masculine color. You could slide it in there if you would, you know, with your woman or something, but that's not something that, the color that was created for men, you know what I mean? That's just my personal point of view. You know, everybody have their own personal point of view, but that's just how I feel of the situation. It's just not. And then our young men, our kids, and our young ladies are growing up thinking, okay, I could try to be a boy. I want to be tough like this girl or that girl, even the, you know, the girl in the neighborhood who look like a boy. Your kids don't understand it if you don't tell them. And a lot of parents these days are really not telling their kids the truth. Like, this music is destroying you. And even if they are, it's like when we was kids, we just blow it over because they're not pressing it to you, pressing you to let you know that the things that you're doing are wrong. You know, like wearing your pants hanging off your butt with your drawers showing, you know. It's embarrassing. I think it's stupid and embarrassment to our culture, because even when I was younger, we wore our pants hanging, but we didn't show our drawers. It came to a certain point. These days, you got grown men, 35 years old, hopping out their car with their drawers hanging off. You know, like, and you're looking like, what the, like, at what point do we grow up? But we don't grow up because they're saying it's socially acceptable for us to be this way. It's socially acceptable for you to wear, you know, spandex or tight jeans, extra tight jeans, not even fitted man jeans, extra tight women's bubblegum jeans. Right? It's not cool for a man to shop in the women's section. That's just my personal point of view. I don't think that that's for men to be, for a man, that's for what a man should do. And to people that sit up there, the naysayers, oh, what are you talking about? This is 2015. This is socially acceptable. People doing this, people doing that. So what? So you telling me if this dude right here want to run around looking like Pippi Longstocking, it's acceptable. All right, he got purple, green, orange socks on with shorts on and trying to look like a chick. It's acceptable? No. God didn't create it that way. That's not what God wants. That's not what God created man for. God created us for every person has his, have their purpose on this earth to do something, to accomplish something, you know. And we're distracted so much by this bull crap that don't matter. We're distracted so much by just the music directing the way people dress and the way people carry themselves. Where it's to a point where men are wearing makeup. You know we're at the end times, because men. Only time a man will make up is if he's, like, at a photo shoot, or you know, you're doing a photo shoot, or you're doing a movie or something, you might need a little bit of makeup on, you know, but no man go in the mirror in the morning time and put on eyeliner. No straight man. All right? And it's time for people to stop fronting. If the reason you dress like that is because you like that, then just say you like that. Then you'll be accepted. Okay, that's how you dress. But if you run around saying you a man, you love women, and your pants tighter than your girl pants, that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. All right, it's not acceptable for men in general to be treating women and each other, you know, black, with the way we treat each other. All right, it's no reason why we should be trying to kill each other, all right, and at the same time look gay while you're doing it, all right, and disrespecting our women who need the direction of the men or strong masculine men to help them stop twerking on the internet every day. And I love women. I love looking at them. I love it all. But it's overabundance of it now. It's just ridiculous how every woman thinks their body has to be some type of trophy. And then our men, we're so lost that it don't matter, because we're thinking with our lower self, what we want is another piece of, you know, pussy. Damn, I'm married. But for the young dudes out here these days, that's all they want to do. Move on to the next one. Which one I can slay, put on Facebook or Instagram. So in a whole, we're lost. All right, people, we're lost in a time when, you know, we really need to be empowering our people. We really, really need to be empowering people, period, because there's a lot of people that's actually for the cause. All right. And there's a lot of people in white America. A lot of people say we don't need that or whatever, but there's a lot of white people out there that's really for the cause, that's really against racism. You know what I mean? It's not hard to see. And at first things we need to do is come together as our people and then be able to accept the people out there that want to help and want to fight for change, because people are going hard. Just like the young lady today. I forgot her name. She just climbed and took down the Confederate flag in South Carolina. I want to give a shout out to her. I gotta find out her name real quick, because she's a true champion, man. She went up there and she said, you know what? I'm not with this. What's going on out here right now? It's just not right. And in the whole, everything that's going on right here, out here right now, it's not right. I mean, we destroying each other. We're destroying our image. We're destroying the way we just. Our family structure, we're just being destroyed. And they're taking us as far away from who we are, who we really are. All right, taking us far, far away from who we really are, because people don't have the time or don't want to take the time to go out here and know truth. All right? And know what truth is. For things to change now, it's past the point of us picketing and marching. For things to change, we need to create some type of power structure, some type of flag to unify under as people, whether it be the indigenous black people, it be the Black People of America Association, but something. Then at that point, we need to come together and realize that powers and numbers. You know? So, and the way I'm feeling now is that since everybody's promoting their sexual preference, my bro, Born God Alive, some pamphlets out, and we feel like this, being straight is okay. If they're going to promote their tolerance, then we should promote heterosexual tolerance. At this point, we should just promote God's true purpose. And that's the only way change might come about. We can't try to unite people under the modern-day church, Roman Catholic Church. We need to unite our people under truth. We need to ignite them under saying, this is our history. This is who we are. This is our ancestors. This is what our ancestors did. All right? And that's what it's about. Just being proud of who you are. And don't be distracted like we are right now. We're distracted and we're lost. And it's sad because we're so lost that we're trying to be this European image. And that's not who we are. In the 90s, I mean, white guys had braids, gold teeth, do-rags, and all that. And once they got infiltrated and realized what they could, where they could take it and how much hip-hop influenced people, they came in for the kill. And right now, these were the rap game is bait. It's gone. But the young lady's name who climbed the flagpole in South Carolina, her name was Bree Newsom. I need to look her up. She climbed a 30-foot flagpole to take down the flag at the South Carolina State House grounds. That's what you call warrior blood. She's willing to take that risk to promote change. I salute her. That's what we need to do, people. We need to unite and eliminate all these things that we as a people are not. We are not European. We don't need to dress European. We don't need to be wearing 57 colors. We don't need to be wearing men shorts. You know what I'm saying? They got man schmarts. They come up to like your ankles. Dudes running around with them on. All right, man, come on, man. At what point are we going to give up the ghost, man? People. But first off, I'd like to say, about to wrap this up, I'd like to say to all my followers, thank you once again for supporting. I'm back. You know, the shows will only get better in time. You know, it's been a minute. Like I said to my stepson, sleep in peace, bro. You know what I mean? To my best, one of my best friends. You know, I'm AC Clayton. Peace and love. To Evelyn Perez, peace and love. My pop's wife, like to shout her out. I'm Ron. All my peoples that just gone, that had me on this brief hiatus. To my followers, you know what it is, www.thirdeyevision.com. We are the past, we are the present, we are the future. Truth has no agenda. You know how we do it all the time. You know, everything is always love. So, you know, catch us again Monday. Catch me again Monday. And we're doing another show on definitely the violence in the black community, destruction of the black man in America. All right, people, peace, love, and prosperity. You know how we do it.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparation